Hey, Greenville! Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We're getting schooled this week. We're going to kick it off and talk all about Soil and Water Conservation District education programs. So stay tuned if you want to know how your child can earn $50, $100, all while learning about the beauty of nature.
We love the beauty of nature. We're all about it. And it is the fall season, so it's time for our annual photography contest.
Tell me more.
So the photography contest is for grades K through 12, and you can be a Greenville County student in a school, or you could be a homeschooled student.
Private school, public school, charter school, all the schools. If you are a K-12 student and you like photography or you want to learn about photography, this could be the contest for you.
Yes, we have four categories this year. So the first category is we all need trees, and that's anything tree related. So it could be branches, it could be leaves, it could be a whole tree, it could be a bunch of trees, anything you want.
No grasses, though. We had bamboo submitted as trees. And while it was beautiful, did you guys know that bamboo is actually a grass?
What?
Actually, this is off topic, but our South Carolina state tree, the cabbage palm, is also a grass.
Oh my gosh.
Just going to throw that out there. Anyway, this is why we're here, educating the masses.
So now you learned.
Yes.
So that's category number one. So, but if you're not into trees, but you're into, say, agriculture and farming, guess what? That's category number two. What's included in that? Farm animals, crops, things on the table, people working in farm fields, equipment, old barns, buildings, pretty much anything agriculture related.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got trees. We got ag. What else?
Water.
Oh, we love water.
I know you'll be surprised to know that we have a water category here at the Soil and Water Conservation District.
That's the theme.
That is shocking.
You'll love this. The photography theme. Focus on water.
That is right. Oh. Anything water related. Local rivers, lakes, streams, animals in the water. Yes. You could go, you could go macro invertebrate hunting and take pictures of the animals.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you had to be paying attention to know what that means. Anyway, lots of kids love water, but we've had people who take pictures of water drops and people who take pictures of lakes. And then the last category is we live on the land. So guess what that category includes?
The land.
It includes land.
Landscapes.
Yep.
Scenery.
Check.
Soils.
Yep.
Animals.
Animals too. So
wow.
The good news is we have animals in pretty much any category, and theoretically you could have an animal in the tree category if the animal was in a tree.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's very few rules. The rules are that the picture has to be taken in Greenville County by a Greenville County resident. Mom and dad have to approve the submission, and you send it in via email, and you can find all the contest details on yuckyducky.com. And we have professional people judge the pictures. And then the winner of each category wins a $50 prize. And there's a grand prize winner, best in show, and that prize is $100.
And we've gotten some really good entries in the past, and what we're going to start doing is turning them into calendars. So Ooh. If your picture's really good, we could see it the whole year long.
That would be so awesome.
So the deadline to enter for the photography contest is November 18th of this year, so you've got a little bit of time. Again, yuckyducky.com for rules about the contest. But it's a great opportunity to start taking some pictures.
We love photography. It's so pretty. And that also allows us to share pictures on our website. Winners will be featured on our Facebook page. And we might even drop by the school to make announcements of winners.
Yeah. So anyway, you're famous once you win this contest. We like to bring you fame. We also have an essay contest, and this is a little bit farther out, but doesn't hurt to start thinking about it. In the spring every year, we have an annual essay contest. So this coming year is our 74th essay contest, 74th annual contest. We'll introduce the theme in November. That is for 5th to 8th graders. And there are three $50 prizes for each grade, plus thank you gifts for the teachers. So if you've got teachers, let them know.
Let them know. And we may even introduce a prize this year for the teacher with the most participation.
Ooh.
So last year we had 300 entries. We'd like to double that this year. Go ahead and make me read 600 essays.
That'd be cool. We read them all. And they're, they're pretty good. We work with a lot of school programs. That's what our focus is for this section here of the show. Hello. So One thing that we work on is mini grants. So if you have a student in school or maybe you're a teacher, we offer $250 mini grants, and there are five of those, spring and fall, or fall and spring. I guess you start in the fall.
Just the fall.
Just the fall. Yeah. Oh, we're just doing fall this year.
Because we did spring last year, but segging into another topic, sort of, Green Step Schools. Those are schools let's talk about Green Step Schools and then we can talk about mini grants.
All right. So Green Step Schools, it's a really cool program. It was established in 2003 as part of South Carolina's Resource Conservation Challenge. It was established by Keep the Midlands Beautiful, Sunoco Recycling, and DHEC's Office of Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling. But it's basically a program for schools, and any school that wants to do a conservation-related project in the categories of conserve, protect, and restore. And you can fit a lot of different projects into those categories. But you work with Green Steps, and then you're assigned a mentor. So, for example, I mentor a few schools here in Greenville. So I work with the schools and help them develop their projects. And they continue the project throughout the year. And after so many projects, they become an official Green Step certified schools. There's all sorts of awards to be won. One Green Steps project that I had last year actually won national recognition. So it's a really good opportunity for your school to start conservation projects. You can do composting projects. I have a school that has a chicken coop they do as one of their projects. You can build butterfly houses. You can plant habitat. Anything. If you can dream it, you can do it.
And so how pray tell, do you finance these conservation projects?
Oh, well, you could apply for a mini grant.
Yes, that's where the mini grants come in. So in order to make these mini grants available for Green Steps projects, we changed them.
And beyond.
We changed them so that they're fall grants this year. So we're offering $250 grants. Five of them are available, and those are going to go for conservation projects in schools. And so there's an application. You can go to yuckyducky.com and you can find the application. Deadline for those applications is October 12th of this year, and they will fund projects through the spring. If you should, for whatever reason, not do our mini grant, there are also Champions of the Environment grants.
That's the South Carolina DHEC, Department of Health and Environmental Control.
And they have grants up to $2,000 at DHEC.
Yeah, so if you've got a bigger project in mind, they give awards for that up to $2,000. And there are also smaller seedling awards and merit awards, and they will decide which category you fall under. So all you have to do is submit your application to DHEC, and that is not until November at some point. Let's see, November, it's the middle of November. So you've got some time to kind of work on your project ideas and get your grant proposals in. But just things to think about if you are school kids or school parents or PTA or you're a teacher.
And we will come out and teach lessons in classrooms free of charge. The Conservation District does lessons in the classrooms. So if you want to learn anything about water, soil, conservation practices, composting, what else do we talk about?
We talk a lot about water. Stormwater, of course.
Lots
we talk
of
a lot about water pollution, but we have fun, interactive, hands-on, engaging programs for schools. And usually kids get to take something home. Everyone likes to take something home.
Everyone likes it. Yeah. Like prizes. Activities.
Yeah. And if you'd like us to come out to your school, yuckyducky.com is our education website, and we will link to that from saturdaysplash.com. But check it out, and we would love to come out to your school or your child's school. You are tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
WGTK, The Answer. Are you having trouble sleeping at night? Tossing and turning as your mind races, wondering why you can't sleep and how miserable you're going to be the next day? The Brain Center offers a non-drug, non-invasive approach toward helping you get a good night's rest. Our clients most often report better sleep within a week. No pills, no side effects. To find out if this is right for you, schedule an initial assessment at BrainCenterSC.com and mention this ad for half off your first appointment. That's BrainCenterSC.com. BrainCenterSC.com.